Stock markets inched slightly upward at the open today, but it's a drop in the bucket after that dramatic 800-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, one of the biggest ever one-day sell-offs on Wall Street. Strong retail sales and numbers helped ease some investors' concerns today of a looming economic slowdown, a recession. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
So first, we always hear stocks are for the long haul. Investors shouldn't panic, shouldn't react to fluctuations. But what are economists saying about this big drop?
You know, I don't miss the markets beat at magazines and whatnot. Whenever there'd be a sell-off, the editors would scramble the jets like, you know, America's waiting with bated breath. What are the experts saying? I mean, this is the cost of admission to investing. Sell-offs happen. 800 points is a lot in absolute terms, very little in relative terms. And go back on YouTube and look at the crash of 87.
I'd rather not.
Points. No, but it's so quaint in the grand scheme of things. So either you're going to be in it and you know that you have to deal with volatility, which is omnipresent, or just stick your money in cash.
But was this different? I mean, on Tuesday, President Trump blinked in his trade war with China, putting off a portion of that new set of tariffs against China till after the Christmas shopping season. Some said maybe for political purposes. But also yesterday, there were new signs of an economic slowdown, a future recession. You know, so what were they? And is that what triggered the drop? Not the as much the tariffs?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, you know, Germany recorded negative growth in the latest quarter. China's growth and industrial output fell to a 17-year low, even though they have gangbusters growth compared to the United States. For our part, you know, we're 120 months into this economic expansion out of the Great Recession. That's the longest in 18 since 1854. So everybody is worried, how are we going to come out of this? Is there going to be global stimulus, especially during a trade war? Other countries have negative interest rates. Do they even have interest rates to cut? And when you're talking about Germany, which has Europe on its shoulders, and you know, Asia is China, the biggest economic juggernaut there, that everybody is wondering, we're all connected, and how are we going to get out of the first slowdown if it does happen in maybe a decade?
But, it, you know, it does feel like a, you know, Chicken Little thing, in that we have been hearing about a looming recession for a long time now. And then now there's also this phrase we're also going to be hearing a lot about. We spoke of it yesterday, the dreaded inverted yield curve. This is the phenomenon having to do with treasury bonds. There's the long-term bonds, which require investors to lock up their money for a long time. So usually they get a higher return. The short-term bonds usually has a lower return. So what's happening and what does it mean?
You know, I should get a Peabody Award if your listeners come away from this actually knowing what this means and can talk about it at dinner, because it's like the holy grail of explanation is this inverted yield curve. Look, long and short, it's historically been the market flashing an upcoming recession. So the idea is if interest rates on short-term bonds are higher than the interest rates paid on long-term bonds, which, I mean, that shouldn't make sense. It suggests that investors and traders are so worried about the near-term future that they're piling into safer long-term investments. And they're betting that in our case, the Federal Reserve will have to slash interest rates. So get yield while you can. So even so, I mean, I half expect my mother-in-law to ask me why yields are so introverted.
Well, I think, oh, that's a joke there. But what
tip
is
your
it?
Waiters.
But what does it what does it mean?
It's meaning that pretty much the traders are banking that we are going to approach an economic slowdown and the Fed's going to have to slash rates. The problem is that we have not had chunky interest rates coming out of this Great Recession. We came out of a period of emergency low interest rates, and the Fed hasn't had the chance to ratchet rates higher so they could have arrows in the quiver. So everybody is wondering how we bring this global economy back into a soft landing at a time when we are more interconnected than we've ever been in history.
Yeah. And this inverted yield curve, again, you can just Google it, has inverted before every recession since 1955.
That's right. And five times alone, I believe, since 1978. Having said that, it could be different this time in that we're coming off of such an unnatural interest rate period. You wouldn't expect recently with the stock market an all-time high and with us at full employment that interest rates for the Fed would have been this low to begin with. You would have thought that we'd go back to maybe where they were in 2007 or 2000, but that has not been the case.
Well, and President Trump would like them to go lower. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
My pleasure.
And Robin, he just said it's been the longest expansion since 1854, not because something great was happening in 1854. That's when the records began. So there you go.